Hey, it's Chuck Armstrong from Loudwire Nights, and this is Loudwire Nights on Demand. We got to hang out with the living legend himself, Chuck Billy from Testament, talking about his new memoir and a lot of other things, man. This interview aired on Thursday, July 30th. Here we go. Well, we are fortunate to hang with some living legends on this show, and tonight I have no problem calling our special guest a legend. Later this year, the whole world will understand why he's a legend when he releases his memoir, Holding My Breath. The one and only Chuck Billy from Testament, man. Thank you so much for hanging with us tonight.
Yo, what's happening, Chuck?
It's good to see you, man.
What the fuck, Chuck?
Yes, the tale of the two Chucks tonight, man.
Right.
So, listen, I know I'm not the first one to use that word legend around your name, but I'm curious, man. What runs through your head when you hear something like that?
Well, I mean, it's definitely a good compliment, but also it's another way of saying you're old. you have to have some years to qualify in that legendary status. So, you know, it goes both ways, but it's definitely a compliment, especially if it's, you know, for myself, especially, you know, I don't see myself the best singer in the world. I do my best with what I do, but when I get complimented like that as a legend, it's like, wow. Cool, right on. I guess I entertained him pretty well for 40-something years, you know?
That's it, man. Yeah, and it is certainly more than just time, right? Like, a lot of people can do it for a long time, maybe, but maybe not to the level that you've done it.
Well, we've just been fortunate, you know, as far as our band goes, growing up at a time and a genre that was something new in the scene in the 80s, and then, you know, developing to where it is today. Yeah, I mean, yeah, we're still here developing today as we still write material today moving forward, you know?
Yeah, for sure, man. Well, and you talk a lot about that, you know, doing this for so long and in the early days in this memoir. And I know it's several months until fans are going to get their hands on the book, but how's it feel to have this wrapped up and, you know, talking about it?
I mean, it feels good. I mean, I didn't know what I was getting myself into when I started the whole procedure, you know, but in the end, you know, I was working with a writer, David Erickson, and we put like a good 4 months of talking, a lot of hours in, and really therapeutic, you know, just kind of when you talk about and revisit your life, you know, especially for me, I mean, mine goes back to like 8 months old, you know, I mean, that's where the holding my breath phrase starts. So that's kind of the, you know, the something that goes on throughout my life as I use that holding my breath reference and how it plays into my life as a kid. Because, you know, I've always done interviews and talked about Testament, not really about who I was growing up or a child or anything. So that's what kind of a lot of this is. And that's why it's really the two Testaments of Chuck Billy, because I talk about the early years younger, who I was and who I am becoming into this band. And then when I got sick in 2001 and the band breaking up, the original guys before that. And so that's the first Chuck, the wild Chuck, you know. And then after the cancer, beating cancer and having the reunion, it's a new Testament and a new Chuck. So there's like two tales, but the thing of the story was, is like when I was real young, you know, I thought I was going to be, my life expectancy was going to be 38 years old. So when I got diagnosed with cancer, I was 38. So I thought, oh shit, the premonition's going to happen. And when I beat it and got out the other side and had the reunion and started making music and having things go to where we are today, 20 some odd years later, you know, you kind of look back, and that's when you kind of go, when you're approached to do something like this, it's like, you know, yeah, I like to talk about when I thought I was going to expire to when I didn't, and how I went through fighting the cancer with all my Native American healings and all that stuff, with some really intense stories there. And it's really interesting. So I thought maybe now's the right time to maybe document it, capture it, you know. So I put in 20 plus years cancer free. So, you know, maybe it's time to write the book and talk about it and talk about how, you know, the early Chuck and the new Chuck collided and made maybe the new Chuck, the old Chuck, and what happened made this new Testament and Chuck make these records that we did today, you know, yeah. And something about that. So it is all kind of tied together. So it just made sense to me. It's time to do what I'm doing.
Yeah, man, I love it, man. And yeah, the title of the book is, it's maybe one of the best book titles, you know, I've heard in a long time, The Two Testaments of Chuck Billy. And it's, you know, not just a clever title, but like you said, it really does chronicle, you know, two significant journeys in your life.
Yeah, I mean, it's the crossroad because when I had that, we had that benefit show, just me getting back with Testament, first of all, but then Exodus, Death Angel, Forbidden, Violence, all these Bay Area bands that had problems that put it aside and came together and are still together making some good music. So there was this weird, like almost taking one for the team crossroad thing that it got Testament back together, but a lot of Bay Area bands that, you know, kind of just, you know, idling.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. You think about everything that sort of came from that, man. I mean, you know, what could have been and what was obviously a very deeply personal thing for you just expanded into this, you know, amazing kind of defining moment.
Well, it's getting through the cancer, but then and having that opportunity, because I seriously thought I wasn't playing music anymore when I was ill. And after I beat it, because you'd look in the mirror and I'm like, that's not the singer. Test concerned or thinking about that. I was like, beat it. I'm going to be with my family. I'm going to live. But then having that break of getting a call to do a reunion show kind of opened that door. And then that was just like, wow, this is just kind of like a blessing to have this happen. You know, me get to back with the band. So what you learn from the mistake of the breakup to let's not have that happen again, it's a whole different person and a whole different way to look at things and travel and do things together. So it's totally two different stories, you know, the way it happens. And I'm sure there's a good Testament book later to go with all five of us guys original to document that the way it happened, because this is mostly about the way me and holding my breath played into to who I am, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I imagine there are some powerful stories to share from all of that, from the other guys in the band too. But, you know, you mentioned writing this book was therapeutic. Was it difficult? Like, was it hard to revisit some of these things? I mean, whether the earliest days of your life to the early days of Testament to the cancer, to everything, like, was it difficult on you?
It was because you can't tell it all. And there's so much. And I think when I was younger, and I think that's what I really wanted to kind of capture and get the point of who I was younger growing up, because, you know, I've always been this big kid, you know, and you'll see in photos. And when I was younger going through grammar school, man, I always seemed to be like 6 inches, a foot taller than everybody. And in sports, I was always just dominating because I was always just this big kid. You know, and sports was my thing, you know, so it just tells my story, who that kid was growing up, expectations of being an athlete, going to college and doing that, to getting kicked out of high school my senior year and having to turn it to music at that point, and making a different choice in life. And it's just the way it all connected. Talking about it was like, wow, man, how that's kind of made sense now that what happened. And now, especially the way I went as far as back as holding my breath as a child and what it meant to what it meant now still through life. And I still do that in a way, you know, especially with my bandmates and stuff. So it was really therapeutic talking about it. But again, and maybe it's just maybe made me even realize, you know, yeah, I'm going the right path and what I want to do at this point in life and how life is treating me and I'm treating it. It's an awesome place right now.
Prior to jumping into this, were you a typically nostalgic person? Like, were you comfortable looking back and talking about the past, or was this sort of like a whole new venture?
No, I when we sit around with the fellas in a band, yeah, that's when it's funny to talk about the old stuff. The other stuff, I don't, God, my memory's so bad, I got to be reminded of. Then I go, oh, yeah, yeah, oh, I remember that, you know? I'm that guy. So, but, you know, I'm just a really actually private guy. So doing this book, for me, I thought there was no way. I don't want to do that. And it just took time to finally say, you know, actually looking and talking and thinking about how I want to do it and present it. Yeah, the cancer is a big part, but how did that play a part in my life? And then I just kind of seen how the two parts of the breakup and the band and the recovery and the future of the band and then my personal journey through it that played into the band. So it was good to talk it through, you know, but it's strange. And I'm actually getting ready. I think tomorrow I start the audiobook to read it through. So that'll be a whole other thing. Just reading it through out loud, you know.
Yeah, and reading it probably some passages over and over and over.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
We've been fortunate to talk a lot of people like you who have had, you know, incredible careers and also, you know, some really personal lows or, you know, just experiences, but they, you know, decided to tell their story in their own memoir. And I think nearly everyone that we've talked to, they've told us it's harder to do that, the book thing, than it is to create a new album. Does that resonate with you?
It's definitely not as fun. Writing records, definitely have a better time doing that. But this, you know, because, you know, I didn't have to sit at the typewriter and type it out myself. That's why I talked to it, had a writer.
Yeah.
And that's the challenge, to talk enough and live with him enough for him to know how I talk, you know. That's the thing. So it's a whole new thing. Definitely, you know, because we've done so many records. I know the process, putting it together, the timing, the layout, all this. A book's a little different. They kind of like everything kind of sped up, and it's the timing's different and the marketing, just everything what we're doing is just totally different, you know. So, but it's a new learning thing. I thought it was cool. It went by quick. I thought, oh man, okay, I'm committing this. This is going to take, God, a couple of years. And I'm thinking, do I want to put that time in? And then talking to the writer and my publisher, they're all, no, we're going to get this thing out this year. I'm like, oh, really? Holy smokes.
Amazing.
So we dove right into it, and they went to work. He got to work, and then we just had a plan and got it done.
When you were approached with the idea, was it an easy yes, or were you not sure that you wanted to do this?
I wasn't sure, but I really enjoy reading autobiographies and all that kind of stuff. So I like that. And the ones I enjoyed was the ones that were more targeted at what I didn't know about those people when they were younger and growing up and who they were. So I like that. So that's what I kind of wanted to shoot for. So I, you know, knew what I kind of wanted to do, and then realizing after choosing that crossroad was there, and that's kind of when the title came up and the way we were going to write it and get out, you know.
Well, and it's amazing too, man. And you've hinted at this already, but just the inspiring part of all of this, like, it isn't just a story, but, you know, someone reading this, whether it's something as specific as cancer or just whatever they might be going through, like, to see the story, to see these testaments, to see these two Chucks and, you know, getting to the end. It's a powerful thing, man.
Yeah. And that's my story I wanted to get is who the personality was of that young athlete.
Yeah.
Chuck, you know, who he was, and music wasn't really a big part of my life at that point till later on, you know, high school years, you know, pre-high school years, that's when really the music was getting a big part of it, you know? So, it was very cool. And I pulled in Alex and the guys that we talked to, like, a lot of key people. We've like had tell their parts of some of my stories. And so it was pretty cool to do. And it was fun and to revisit some of the stuff I forgot about, you know, or I had talked about, and like, oh no, this is where I went. I'm like, oh yeah, that's right, you're right.
Well, yeah. And you know, the stories that you have in this book, you know, whether it's your own personal life story, the story of Testament, everything, you know, it's amazing. But even beyond that, you know, it starts with Rob Halford writing the foreword, and it ends with Randy Blythe writing the afterword. I mean, that speaks volumes too, I think, to the book itself and to you and to your story. What did it mean to have these two guys put their names and their words in this book?
Well, they played the two parts of the two Chucks because, you know, in high school, I played guitar and I used to cut school and play Priest. That was it. Priest was my band. And I just learned every Priest song under the sun. And then getting to tour with Priest was a blessing, and becoming friends with Rob is awesome. So, you know, that was the early Chuck with the early band, the original guys. And then after my illness, then we got to go and tour with Lamb of God and play with Lamb of God. And Alex got to record on the Lamb of God record. So all of a sudden, Lamb of God came a part of the newer Chuck part of my life and and moving forward. You know, so, you know, that's, you know, and that's the hardest part, to ask them to do that. As like, you know, do you mind writing a memoir? They're like, you know, you almost don't want to get turned down, but those are the choices I had, you know?
Yeah.
Dio would have been one if he was still here, I'm sure, you know, but Rob's right there. But, you know, when Rob said, yeah, he'll do it. And right away I'm like, hey, well, we can write something and, you know, or you can talk to my guy. And they were like, management was like, no, he wants to write it himself. And he did. And it came back like the next day.
Oh, man.
And me and my wife were like in tears reading it. It was so like meaningful. It just like heartwarming. I just was like, oh my God, look at this, you know? And then to ask Randy, and of course, Randy's like, of course, him being an author and knows the whole process, was like, of course, I'll do anything I can to help, you know, your book. So he was on board to do that. So yeah, it's great, you know, and he's even offered to do some of the book tours I'll do, and, you know, do some things like that with me, you know. So we'll see, you know, it's a whole new venture.
I love it, man. I love it. Well, you know, two testaments, two different Chucks, but really, you know, it's one story. It's one Chuck, man. And is there, like, having done this now and, you know, a whole lot of life lived and still more life to come, is there a desire to do this again? Tell more stories?
Well, yeah, but like I said, I think a testament book would be official testament book with the five guys, original guys, and then all of the band members throughout the years.
Yeah.
That would be the book I'd want to put together, the official, that, you know, coming from straight from the fucking horse's mouth. That's it, man. All the dirt, good or bad, you know.
That's it, man. Well,
you know, it'll that's what it would be. It would have to be, because you'd have to get into it, and you know, because all of us probably still defend our sides that we still, you know, give us those problems. But I think we're all old enough to know, you know, when we're around each other, how to be cordial, and you know, that shit is that shit, you know. If we're going to be that kind of people, then let the lawyers talk about it. You know, we don't need to be that way or whatever, you know? So, you know, it is, but we're all in a good place right now.
I love it, man. Well, and you know this, but man, Loudwire, we're big Testament fans. And we were very big fans of the last album, Parabellum, that came out last year. We named it the best metal album of 2025.
I know, that was so awesome, man. And that means a lot. Cause you know, I think, you know, Eric and Chris were really hard on that record. They put in a lot of time, and it shows, man. And having Chris aboard just really inspires Eric to really push the limits for the band. So it's really good spot for the band. And they're already like 8 or 10 songs into the next record already. So hopefully we can get in the studio in 27. That's our goal, to get in there and record another record then.
Amazing. Listen, I didn't even have to ask you if you're working on anything new. Thank you, man. That's great.
Man. It's ready.
All right. Listen, I got a couple last questions, a little funner, and but also, you know, maybe a little tough. But obviously, a lot of great stories, a lot of great memories in the Bay Area. You saw a lot of shows and a lot of bands early on. And doing this for as long as you've done, you've seen a lot of shows and a lot of bands on huge stages all over the world. It's a loaded question, but what's one of the best live shows you've ever seen?
Oh, a live show that I've seen. Ugh. God, there's so many, but I mean, as far as I would say, like production wise, it's going to have to be Metallica, Rammstein, something like that. You know, Metallica for being in the round and creating that stage and environment. But Rammstein just being over the top theatrical with the shooting the flamethrowers and just all the craziness going on. It's pretty awesome, you know?
Yeah, it's tough to beat that, man. Personally, yeah. Do you have an all-time favorite live band besides Testament, of course?
God, all-time favorite live band. Well, I mean, not of this era.
That's good, man. Let's hear it.
mine would have to be UFO back when Michael Schenker was in UFO.
Hell yes. All right.
Like that record, back that live record, that's like my all-time favorite record. So, yeah.
Good, man. I'll take
song-wise, production-wise, everything about it.
I love it. So, Testament wrapped up the tour with Overkill and Destruction. You're covering a lot of ground across Europe this summer, too, including a massive show with Iron Maiden in Antwerp. Memoir is out in November. You know, you already hinted at some new music on the horizon, too, for next year, starting to work on it next year. I mean, what else is keeping you busy, or is that enough to keep you busy right now?
We got a lot going on. The calendar's booked with touring, a lot of touring going on. Next year's definitely just really full. But we actually go into Nashville end of August, early September, to remix Souls of Black. So now that we own Souls of Black now, we own our first four records now that we took them back after 35 years, we're going to go in and remix that one and remaster and repackage. So that'll be coming out sometime next year. Right now, we just did the Practice What You Preach stuff, and now we have a remastered vinyl that came out with a new album cover that's coming out, that just came out. So we're going to do that for all the records that we retained in the Atlantic years.
Amazing. I love hearing that, man. Yeah. Well,
always got something going on.
I was going to say, man. Yeah. And it's fun too, because it's, you know, that's nostalgic on some level, but it's also brand new, right? Getting to remix it and re-release it the way you want to.
Well, the fun thing is also then we go and play like, you know, two or three weeks of special smaller shows, intimate shows of the record. We'll just perform that intimate evening with, you know, just do the whole record entirety or something. So those are always fun to do. We did that with Practice last year and we had a blast.
I love that, man. Chuck Billy, man, I can't thank you enough for hanging tonight. Congrats on the news of your memoir, Holding My Breath, out later this year. Congrats on the continued success of Testament's latest album, Parabellum, and all that's to come, man. Listeners, grab everything you need at testamentlegions.com and chuckbillybook.com. Go pre-order this memoir right now. And Chuck, man, anytime you want to catch up, the door is wide open whenever you want.
Right on, Chuck. I really appreciate it, man.
That wraps up this episode of Loudwire Nights on Demand. Stay caught up with everything happening in the world of rock and metal on the Loudwire app and at loudwire.com.